T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So I tried to make an early morning run to the ATM this morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I left a couple of minutes early to allow for time to, you know, and obviously I'm a couple of minutes late here. It's 5:37. We're starting the Before the Show show. Oh, no.
7 minutes late.
7 minutes late. Don't tell the boss. No, but so I almost thought I was going to have to call the cops. Huh. Some dude is at the ATM. You know, it's a drive-through ATM?
Yes.
And he's sitting there. And I don't pull right up. You know, at 5, whatever it was, 5:25 in the morning, I'm not going to pull in right behind a guy at the ATM because that's unnerving.
Right.
It's scary.
Yeah.
You know, that's how folks get shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You usually get somebody who gets freaked out and they think I'm being menacing and whatever, and I'm just sitting there. I want to get some cash out of the ATM. They just sat there. And I don't know whether they were drunk or asleep or whatever.
Help. Yeah.
And I really didn't know what to do because, you know, you might want to give them a little beep on the horn. That's how people get shot.
Exactly.
And so finally, I started keeping track of the time. And I know I had been sitting there for a minute at least, which could have been 10 seconds. You know, it seems like an hour.
Yeah.
But I'd been sitting there and finally I'm watching the clock. So I watched the clock for 4 minutes and a song played. You know what I mean? So I know it was about that long. And then I believe I was sitting there at least another minute. Like, got to do something. So I flicked my light.
Okay.
I flashed the brights.
That's how people get shot.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there with my left middle finger on the switch, and I'm thinking, this could be how I get shot.
Aww.
And finally, I just a little flick, and then all of a sudden, flurry of activity in the car, and the guy reaches out and does his business at the ATM and leaves. I think he might have fallen asleep in the ATM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
I
you can't he blame him.
I think he might have, but I never got the wave. You know, usually I get the, hey, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
These tickets alone.
Sorry. I usually get the, I didn't get any of that.
He was probably scared because you hit your, flicked your lights.
Yeah.
So he was probably nervous too.
Yeah. And then it was like,
yeah.
But anyway.
Oh,
so here
my
we
God.
Are. So, moral of the story is, I almost got shot this morning. I'm sorry. And with the events of this past weekend, it's nothing to joke about.
Right.
It really isn't. But that was
odd.
But those are the thoughts that go through your head. And not
no, you
even,
don't want to make anybody mad, especially at that time of the morning.
Well, and everybody gets so worked up about little things. Now, mm-hmm. Why? You flash your lights at me? What?
Yeah.
Oh, it was friendly. Hey, buddy. I was trying to just go blink, blink, yeah. Not. Burp, burp.
Yeah, that's what you do with the horn. You know, it's a friendly horn. It's like beep, beep. That's just, hey, I'm just letting you know.
You're trying to.
But everyone else hears.
Yeah, everyone else hears.
Oh, God, yeah. No, I did that to a guy on a bike one day. He was riding out. And he was literally out in the middle of the car lane. And he was like, bro, get over. Because, you know, and I just want to let him know I was behind him. And meep, meep. Just a little, I just try, honk, honk. Yeah, he turns around, flips me off. And I go by him and he's yelling. You can tell he's yelling at me. And then he's trying to catch up to me at the next stop sign. And I'm perfect. I'm in my metal car. You know what I mean? He ain't getting to me.
Yeah, you win.
And I pulled up to the stop sign. You know, I'm
good.
I'm scared of the biker. Anyway, so there you go.
Well, I'm glad you're safe.
Yes. Yes, thank you. Safe, safe, and ready to go.
And a pocket full of cash, I would assume.
Hey.
Not for long.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So I understand it may be monsoon-y today, I believe. which is great for those of us that are staying in town. Spence and Kayla and Lil Jess are all flying out today for Morning Show Boot Camp.
Yeah.
And you, flying out in a monsoon doesn't sound like my favorite thing to do.
No. No. No, not at all. Hopefully It'll we'll get fine. Out before the storm.
Summertime. Yeah, in summertime it sucks. We flew out like this past weekend. And you know how they always do? They always overplay it. Whether you're coming in or out of Las Vegas, well, we have to pick up the cabin early. Yep. You have to pick up your drinks early. Mm-hmm. You're still over like Oklahoma. And they're like, well, we're going to start cleaning up now. We don't land for 2 hours. Yeah, we know. It gets bumpy going into Las Vegas. See, and then you fly and there's no bumps.
See, back in the day, they could pull that ruse because they didn't have that special little tracker on every screen.
Right, yeah. Right.
Hey, wait a minute. We're only over Oklahoma.
And then so same thing. And they were like, well, you know, it gets a little bumpy coming out of Las Vegas. And they're like, yeah, what? My wife and I are like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But in the summer, you know, and the way it works with the hot air and the cooler air and the whatever, you know, how it works with how planes fly, it was legit bumpy to the point of, and we flew out to the east, which is weird. Usually we fly out to the mm-hmm. west and you get out of the valley pretty quick. We had to fly out to the east and do the loop.
Okay.
You know, where you go out over Sam Boyd and kind of over Lake Mead and then back out around that way.
Yeah.
And it was bumpy to the point of where the lady told everybody where the air sick bags were.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And they were like, how many people? And she goes, how many people actually live here? Raise your hand if you actually live here. And if you fly fairly frequently. And I'm like, all right, okay. Am I going to have to? What am I going to have to do?
That's the whole thing. You don't have to do it.
I sheepishly like raise my hand. And they were like, yeah, just ask them if this is, you know. If this is okay.
Yeah.
They know. These people know.
Did anyone ask you?
No, and quite frankly, I would have looked at him and gone, no, God, no.
This is terrifying. Honestly,
are you supposed to put your head between your knees or just on top? What's that crash position they talk about? How do you do that?
Where's the flotation device?
The flotation device. That's funny. I've got to get this story for you before we get into the first pick. We don't have septic tanks here, do we? Nobody has septic tanks. I don't know how it all works. You can't have a septic tank in the desert, can you?
I don't know.
What if you're trying to dig your septic tank and you hit caliche, like when you're trying to dig a pool? That doesn't work. Here's all I know. Here's all I know. The one thing that you're going to learn today, just in case this could happen to you, no more pooping during lightning. So if we do end up having monsoon weather later on today, the one thing you're going to learn today, no more pooping during lightning.
Okay.
We'll tell you why coming up next.
Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So Spence did some solid detective work and found out that there are septic tanks here in southern Nevada.
Yeah. Yeah.
So later on today, if it gets monsoony, no pooping during lightning. Here's why. A couple in Florida. What a shock. And we found out it's the neighboring county to where one young Kayla Jo Walker grew up.
Yes.
They're picking up the pieces today after their porcelain toilet was blown to bits during an electrical storm on Sunday. It was the loudest noise I ever heard. It just went boom, Mary Lou Ward said. We got out of bed and came over here and the toilet was lying on the floor. A lightning strike near their home septic tank ignited the methane gas that had built up in there because of the poop, propelling its swelling force through sewer pipes until the toilet exploded in their master bathroom.
Wow.
This according to A1 Affordable Plumbing. No more pooping while it's storming outside, the plumber shared. The toilet exploded in homeowner's master bathroom, we already said that. Sending the porcelain airborne like a missile. The porcelain penetrated into the wall.
Dang.
They added that this kind of thing happening is probably less likely than actually getting struck by lightning itself, but still. You can never be too careful.
You know what
I mean? Yeah, I'm never doing that.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm talking to a buddy of mine who's a chiropractor, and I just said, and it was funny, I said, it's really tempting right now to have you just reach over, just, hey, buddy, just give me a little crack on the neck. Just come on. Just pop it loose. He said, happens all the time.
Oh.
And it's funny, that same buddy is like in our neighborhood group of people. And then I started thinking back to it. Every single, because we have neighborhood gatherings. It's actually really cool. It's like we're in the Midwest or something. We'll have neighborhood gatherings. And there's one person in particular that he actually goes to. Oh, I pop your back for you, Rob? Yeah, man. He crosses his arms. Guy lifts him up off the floor, shakes him around a little bit. Ah, all better. Right after that conversation, I get an email. Somebody asking me to host something for free.
Huh.
And it got me thinking, how many people get asked to do stuff for free? We get asked all the time.
Yeah.
We come out and host a thing. Charity event, that's one thing. You know, I mean, if you want to help out the charity and whatever, but you'd be surprised how many people think it would be great exposure for us to come out, you know, we'll put you in our social media. Mm-hmm. You know, come out for the exposure. Do you get asked to do stuff for free?
I'm trying to think the last thing. I do. I'm just trying
We always do.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's something other than getting up in front of people on a microphone. If you've got another story besides that, but we all have those.
I have people that will ask me to write them a song.
Oh, really?
I'll bet.
And I don't have a problem with it necessarily, but it's hard. So it's usually like my daughter's graduating high school. Could you write her a song? And they'll give me the information, and I'll try to, or I'll just forget not to do it.
It's hard to say no.
It's hard to say no, and it's just hard.
And well, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
But I mean, just the. So 702-364-9898. We're not asking you to do this for free. We've got those four tickets to U.S. Figure Skating 2019 Skate America. First Skate America event in Vegas. We have the carload pass for the Las Vegas West Wind Drive-In. 8 people, cram them in the car, free. And then I know you're going to try and hide 3 more, which makes this even better for me. Speaking of movies, a Fandango promo card. Go see a movie, whoever you want to go see it with. On us, 702-364-9898.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things on 98.5 KLUC.
What do people ask you to do for free? This chiropractor buddy of mine, that everybody's always asking him for free adjustments. Like, that's what costs money. I went to school for this. You know what I mean? This is what I do for a living. People ask Spence to write songs.
I've asked him to coach. I'll be a coach several times without any sort of payment, which I'm like,
coaching.
Cheerleading.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I was like, nah, I just don't have the time to dedicate to it unless you're going to pay me.
I thought perhaps life coach.
Yeah, you know, no.
Help guide me through the world.
She's got to put together, man. She's got a renter. She own her own house.
Her closets. Her closets are amazing.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? What do people... This makes perfect sense. Hannah in Northtown, hey.
Hey.
Hannah, who's the one person I know in this town that does a bunch of stuff with horses, and what do you get all the time they want you to do for free?
People ask me 24/7 to give them horseback riding lessons.
I'll bet just for nothing. Hey, it's my daughter's birthday. She really loves horses. Can we come out and have a party, and then you can let the kids ride the horses?
Yeah, that's happened before too.
I'll bet all the time.
Yep.
And so what do you say to them?
Well, if it's a really good friend of mine, I'll let them ride. But most of the time I tell people that my horses are just crazy and that I fear for their lives if they ride them.
Right. No, that's brilliant. Because nobody's ever going to question that. Nobody's going to go, you know, I'd like to have a psychological evaluation of this horse because I don't believe it. They're just going to go, oh, no, okay, no, I totally get it. Uber RJ in Hendertucky. Totally all the time. What do people want you to do for free?
People ask me for free rides. I got a 1-star last week because I wouldn't give these people free rides. I'm like, no, it doesn't work that way. Pay me my money.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I'll bet before you started doing Uber, nobody ever asked you for a ride. Nobody ever did.
No. Not even my baby mama.
Right. And then how do they figure? So they figure you're just going to cancel the ride and give them the ride for free?
Yeah, that's exactly what they wanted me to do. And then I had another person give me a 1-star last month because they said, well, Uber's supposed to give me a free ride credit. I said, I get paid either way. You need to take it up with Uber if your card's been charged. And then they get all grumpy and mad, and Hey, I'm just doing my thing. I get paid
either way. Why do people not understand that, though? Like, I even know, like, I get offered all the time, oh, you get 50% off your ride or whatever for the next month. I get offered that all the time. I know that the Uber driver or the Lyft driver is still going to make their money. I'm just assuming it's coming out of Lyft's pocket at that point.
Exactly. That's exactly what happens, Kayla.
Hey, real quick, man, I got to go to the airport after the show. Any chance you could...
Hey, you know what, Spence? Because you like to be funny in a very sarcastic way, I'll give you a free ride.
Sure. Sure. Was that nice? Was he being a jerk about
that
it?
No, he's nice. Being nice. Or were you being a sarcastic jerk about that?
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
No, I'm being nice, but I have to be sarcastic to him.
Hang on. This is the one. And again, the reason why Spence doesn't have a truck, Brian in Blue Diamond has a truck, and people always want what?
They want you to either move or like, hey, can you come over and move a trailer? Or, you know, give me a ride to the racetrack. And next thing you know, you're loading your truck up, you're loading the trailer, you're pushing cars, and it's like...
Oh, yeah, because Brian...
The deal turns into 3 hours.
Brian does stuff out at Las Vegas Motor Speedway,
yeah.
So I'm
okay.
Sure, yeah, hey, you're heading that way anyway. Can you just take me with you?
No biggie, yeah.
Yeah, come over and help me work on... Or just because he works at the Speedway, come over and help me work on my car. He may know nothing about cars.
Exactly.
I've been in radio long enough that people used to always ask me to come over and fix their stereo.
Yeah, I've had that too. I don't do that stuff.
I don't know anything about it. I know how to talk into this thing, as you may have noticed about 25 minutes ago. I don't even know how to push the buttons half the time. Right? If you want me
That's
to
funny.
Fix your stereo, I don't wait. Know nothing
I
about
get,
that.
I get people all the time that ask me, oh, can you just, my business needs a new voicemail plan. Can you do that? And I'm like, I don't know anything about your business. Like, do you want me just to start riffing? Like, thank you for calling such and such company. You're on hold. Let me tell you a joke. Like, what do you want me to say?
Yeah, I don't know. And not shocking. The queen of the first pick is back, by the way. Nice. First day back for the teachers. Oh, and breaking news. It's Brandy's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Hey. Happy birthday, Your Majesty.
Thank you.
It's good to hear your voice. We were doing P1 Power Rankings yesterday, and I went, I miss Brandy.
Yeah.
I miss you guys, too, but, hey, now you have me.
Yep. Now
I
she's
told my car to leave.
And not shockingly, people ask you to do what for free all the time?
Tutor their children, or them, actually, or grade a paper, look at a paper, anything that has to do with school education. That's me.
And it's not even the kids that you're actually teaching. It's other other kids.
No, other people's kids. Yeah.
I know for a fact the double math major thing that we talk about a lot because it's just an interesting part of Kayla's personality. Kayla gets asked to tutor. Oh, you're a double math major? My kid's having trouble in math.
And I try to be all the time, and I try to be brutally honest with people. I go, I don't remember anything from school, honestly. Like, I mean, once you stop doing it, and you stop doing it for long enough, you just forget a lot of stuff. So,
yeah. Well, happy birthday, Your Majesty. It's great to hear you.
Thank you. Great to hear you guys, too. Love you.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for no apparent reason, this guy who's using an electric toothbrush, an epilady. Don't those things, like, rip the hair out from very sensitive areas?
I don't know.
The epilady?
An epilator hair remover. I believe the brand name used to be Epilady.
Huh.
I don't know what that is. So is it just a waxer, basically?
Like I said, an epilator hair remover.
A medieval device.
Yes.
It's an electrical device. So he's this guy with an electric toothbrush, an epilator hair remover, an epilady, a credit card machine, 3 typewriters, and a lady shave razor. Look what he can do. For no apparent reason, that's a guy who used an electric toothbrush, an epilator hair removal system, a credit card machine, 3 typewriters, and a lady shave razor to play We Will Rock You.
Wow.
Love it. How bored do you have to be to figure that
That's the question I often have is why.
I love it. I'm not complaining. It's just I'm like,
in these situations, the question I often have is why.
It's awesome.
You know, sometimes you run out of things to watch on Netflix. That's why.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
You start looking around and go, you see Jimmy Fallon do Classroom Instruments and go, you know, I could probably make something out of this. It's a so creative funny. Process. I believe that's how Spence's Song of the Week often happens.
That's exactly what happens. I run out of things to watch on Netflix.
Yep. And there's no more taquitos in the freezer.
Nope.
So you're sitting there with a solid buzz and nothing to do with it. So you just got to go create something.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla was just telling about how that Women's Leadership Conference, Kayla and Lil Jess have been attending all week. You took a great class yesterday.
Yesterday, it was all about pulling out your inner critic and letting that critic go and everything. And it was the most emotional I've ever been in my entire life. And I could say that because I cried, I laughed, I was crying some more. And at the end of it, I made such great friends. And it just, I'm telling you, it was the greatest class I've taken in my 30 years of life.
So it was just basically about how self-talk will destroy you.
Basically, yes. And then pulling, but like, not even that, like isolating the critical thoughts that you have that you don't even know that you're having on yourself and realizing that that is a critical thought and then getting rid of that critical thought and resetting it to your like proper brain pattern where like you have to reward yourself for the amazing things you do. It was just amazing. So
I'm a little, mad that I missed that one because I told her I kind of sat in the one I really didn't need. I thought I needed, but I didn't need.
What was that one?
It was how to influence without authority. And what I thought I was going into was how to influence without like other people feeling intimidated, whether it be by my height or something. That's not what it was. It was more
or your attitude.
yeah. So, but Kayla had texted me later about that one. And now that I hear her explain it, I'm like, oh, that would have been perfect. Because my self-talk is totally negative.
It's so bad, right?
Puddle on the floor.
Yes.
Every woman, there was 45, 50 women in this class. Every single woman was crying. There was a couple guys in the back that were videotaping. Every single person was crying. It was just electric.
Because you realize what a jerk you are to yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
All the time. And then you realize how bad that is.
Yeah.
And just how you've been hamstringing yourself the whole time.
Basically, yeah.
Short-circuiting your own.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I'm a big believer in that.
And then what I learned, because that kind of was the theme for me for the 2 days, was really the self-talk. And what I pretty much learned from it is, like, for instance, an example would be my weight and how I'm constantly like, that's bad self-talk for me. I realized from the help of another woman that no one else is probably thinking that but me.
Right.
But yet I've created that everybody I run into is thinking that. And that's not what it is. It's me that's talking to myself that way.
Uh-huh.
So, it was incredible.
Yeah, I just turned and flipped without looking because I've been making eye contact with Kayla and with Lil Jess the entire time. Spence is 90 degrees to my right, and he's blocked by the microphone, so I have not been able to look at him. I just reached out and flipped him off because I could hear the eye roll through the microphone.
No, it wasn't an eye roll. my wife is a big part of the Women's Leadership Conference with what she does.
Oh.
But the only thing I can think of is Kayla's like, I'm laughing and I'm crying and other women and kumbaya. I'm like, the dude leadership conference is probably totally different.
yeah, dude leadership conference. that's great. A 177-second. So you know what? You were talking about rewarding too. Talking about reward.
Yes.
You need to reward yourself.
Yeah.
When you do something good, you need to reward. Kayla, I'm going to reward you right now. This may be the greatest thing you will ever hear in your life.
Okay.
Ariana Grande, who you love.
I do love Ari.
Got on stage with Barbara Streisand.
Oh, my God.
Who Kayla That's also
your
loves.
Girl. Yeah.
Kayla loves Barbara Streisand.
Part
more
of the
than,
Holy Trinity.
More than your grandma. Who's the rest of the Holy Trinity?
Cher and Bette Midler.
Kayla truly is your grandmother.
All right.
She's your 30-year-old grandmother. Great-grandmother now. With those three. It's your great-grandmother. Ariana Grande got on stage with Barbara Streisand and did the 70s classic, Enough is Enough. that Barbara Streisand had once done with Donna Summer, Ariana Grande playing the part of Donna Summer. Right now, how does that make you feel?
I feel so great.
I'm sure you do. All right, now that you're properly prepared, a 177-second survey, at least three questions, 3 seconds shy of 3 minutes, no one-word answers, everybody participates.
All right.
Okay. And here we go. Would you rather have the good news first or the bad news first? Kayla?
Bad news.
Spence?
Bad news.
Oh, give me the bad news first.
Yeah, they talked to a bunch of people about that, and like 60% of us would rather have the bad news first. Strangely enough, only 20% said they wanted the good news. And the other folks, like the idea that they might have bad news, they couldn't make a decision.
It's all about your brain pattern, though. Like, I would want bad news first so I could reset with the good news. And some people need the good news first so that way they can just block out the bad news.
How much caffeine do you have a day, Kayla?
Too much.
I need an answer. 2, 3, 4 cups?
2 on average.
Little Jess?
I'd say a total of 32 ounces.
So that's like 4 cups.
Yeah.
8 times 4? Spence?
Yeah, it's got to be somewhere in there. I have a Hydro Flask that I put a caffeinated flavor in.
Yeah, and for the longest time, Spence never had caffeine.
No.
Now,
I gotta have it.
Addicted like the rest of us. Mm-hmm. I'm between 2 and 3. How much sleep do you get a night? Little Jess?
4, unfortunately.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No wonder.
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
I'm treating myself bad. It does.
I'll say I'll average 6, because, like, on the weekends, I'll get a lot, but then during the week.
Weeknight, how much do you get?
5, 6.
Spence?
4 at night, 2 in the afternoon, 6 total.
6. So, yeah, and I'm between 5 and 6, maybe. And I think we all thought that we were abnormal. No. Average person, 2.5 caffeinated drinks every day to make it through work. And the average employee only sleeps 6.4 hours a night.
Wow. It's the caffeine.
Yeah, we got to do better. No, that's why you need the caffeine, because you don't sleep. It's a nightmare. Do you, as a couple, have a song?
No. I wish we did, but we do not.
Spence?
Yeah, Erotic City by Prince, Chet.
I don't know why I talk to you ever.
We do not.
Lil Jess, when you were married before, did you have a song?
You know, I did, and the relationship was so bad, I couldn't even tell you what the song was.
Just got rid of it?
I put it out.
What is your song?
There's a country song that I would love to sing for you right now, and my mind is blank, but I know that what it is.
Damn it.
I could tell you what it is. I know, right? And we don't have time for that anyway. Is there such a thing as a dating season? Here's why I asked. Friend of ours said she's going celibate for the rest of the summer. Both weeks. but she's giving up dating for a while because dating season is coming up.
Dating season is football season. It's a great time. Everyone loves camaraderie. Even if you don't like football, you like going to like sporting events because it's fun to hang out with friends and drink and everything. And then, a lot of guys
are into it. Do you subscribe to that dating season?
No, but I think cuffing season is coming up.
Tell me about cuffing season.
So
again.
When it's wintertime, you actually find someone. Yeah.
When you get into a relationship. Yeah. Huh. Dating season, you believe. Sorry, I'd love to know, but we're out of time.
Nope.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Jonas Brothers Song of the Day. Listen for this song. When you hear it, run. No, when you hear it, be caller number 25, 702-364-98. Very serious.
Yes, it is.
Very intense.
I mean, yes, it is. It's very intense.
Is that Jason Statham?
Sounded like him. What's he doing?
I had those Jonas Brothers tickets on the show.
Hello, Jason Statham.
Hello, Chet.
What's your name again?
Jason, hello, Jason Statham.
I've got to start with hello.
Hello. Hello. My name is Jason Statham.
Hello, I'm Jason Statham.
Well, that was your best
Statham.
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 It is with an S. Yeah,
he's got an accent.
Statham.
It's a wrong neighborhood. I don't even know if he says Statham.
But he should. He should.
But he should. It's wonderful. And now we're all talking like this again. because it's hard to resist.
It is.
It's hard to resist. Oh, yeah. Jonas Brothers Song of the Day. You're listening for Burning Up. I'm and the room erupts in spasmatic dancing.
You, baby.
I love that song.
Camp Rock days. I love it.
Come on, girl. Camp Rock. Come on, girl. So, when shall we play this again so that people can win tickets?
First shot of the day between 9 and 10 o'clock.
You know what? 9 o'clock straight up. Why All waste right? time? Why waste time? Let's attack the day. 9 a.m., bam, it's happening.
Okay.
Unless it doesn't, in which case it'll be shortly after. But 9 o'clock, that's the plan. Okay. Then when?
Between 11 and 12, 1 and 2, between 3 and 4, and then between 5 and 6 o'clock.
Okay, so how many is that? 1, 2, 3, five times today.
Five
times today for you to win. Starting 9 o'clock this morning, Jonas Brothers Burning Up, your Jonas Brothers Song of the Day.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Now, there are some people that don't understand the beauty of that, where she says, I listen in the mornings. That's awesome. Because that means you listen on 98.5 KLUC. Our ratings go up.
Yep.
We get to keep our jobs. Everything's, you know, that's like all that. A good thing. Yeah. However, there are some people that listen to this show at night while they're working or wherever they're doing whatever they're doing, other places on the radio.com app or at KLUC.com. You can just search Chet Buchanan. It's all true.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Now, to be fair, we did do a version of this, and our very good friend Mary Rendina pushed this in a more formal fashion after 1 October. Which we're now coming up on the 2-year anniversary.
Wow.
Anniversary is a terrible word for it, but it's 2 years since. There's an 11-year-old named Ruben Martinez in El Paso. And in the wake of the domestic terrorist attack at the Walmart there on Saturday, he wanted to figure out a way to help heal the community. So Ruben, he's at least getting the most credit for it, and God bless him, went out there and made it happen. Ruben started the El Paso Challenge, and he's challenging everybody in El Paso to do 22 good deeds for each other. Of course, the number 22, the number of people that they lost.
Yeah.
Ruben's like, and remember, he's 11. Ruben says, hey, mow someone's lawn, visit a nursing home, pay for somebody's lunch or dinner, donate to families in need, write somebody a letter and tell them how great they are, or hold the door for everyone. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
You know, you hold the door. You think you're holding it for one person. Then all of a sudden, another 10 come in. And you just look for a little gap in there that you can just drop the door. And
got start caught it yesterday.
You can stand there and hold it. Mm-hmm. Stand there and hold it. His mother says that Ruben came up with the idea after, quote, he was having some trouble dealing with what happened. And I explained to him that we could not live in fear and that people in our community are caring and loving. And you know, like we said it on Monday. That's, you want to flush out the evil, flood it with good, and flood it with love. Ain't no, just suffocate the evil. I just thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
So you know what? Truly, follow 11-year-old Ruben Martinez in El Paso and just do something good for somebody today. That's your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess.
I listen in the mornings.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
You nervous today?
No. In fact, I have so many notes. I showed Kayla earlier. I have just so many notes. There were so many little tidbits in the news the last 24 hours that I'm just trying to go through and memorize as much
as I can.
Let
me see what you got. I'll tell you if you're right.
I actually fell for that. What an idiot.
No, but it's funny that because usually when you wait till the very, very last second to leave the room, you're unsure.
No, actually, I feel pretty confident because I have so many notes.
So prepared.
He said to me this morning, he goes, look, Kayla, you'll be my witness. So if I lose the money today.
Is this your Spence voice?
Yeah, it's not a very good voice. I'm sorry.
Kayla!
No,
First of all, look, no pants.
Yeah. He said, if I lose today, you are my witness. Look at how many notes I have. And he's scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
Oh, because it's too much.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm worried. That's
paralysis
why I was focused.
By analysis. Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Little Jazz, who's on? By the way.
Yes.
I love T.O. We decided to call Trent T.O.
I love it.
By we, I mean me. decided to start calling Trent T.O. And we like him. He's a solid guy.
Yeah.
He ain't you.
Of course not. Ain't nobody out here, me.
It's so nice to have you back.
It is so good to have you back. Who's on the phone?
Colleen Duffy from the Northwest.
Well, hello, Ms. Duffy.
Hello.
Colleen's been problematic for Spence in the past as well, if I recall correctly.
I'm not so sure about that, but I'll do my best.
Well, you know what you're doing. 5 questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, rip from the headlines. Don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Let me ask you another question. You going to Cooter today?
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
As you know, it's not going to do you any good. Just not going to do you any good to Cooter. But if you need to, it's there for you.
Yeah.
30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one, and here we go. Which Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star changed her diet and is doing a lot better after fans noticed her enlarged thyroid?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Which pizza place are they talking about in the headline that reads "Farewell to the Dine-In"?
Abby's Pizza.
Who's on top of Forbes' highest list? Or I'm sorry, who's on top of Forbes' list of highest-paid women in sports for the fourth year in a row?
Serena Williams.
Which Fast and Furious actor slammed The Rock again over Hobbs and Shaw?
Jim Bob Cooter.
And the son of Raiders new star receiver Antonio Brown visited practice and asked, where's who?
Jonathan Abram.
Wow, that's a strong pull right there.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge, yeah.
Wait! Go back!
Go away!
Hang on, we need clarification in the room.
Okay.
Okay, I did hear it correctly.
All right, bring him in.
Thank you.
All right, bring him in.
Okay, Spence.
Okay. Okay, Spence. Come in now. Jason Statham says it's okay. Jason Statham is here. I don't know why I'm addicted to it. I can't stop.
It is fun.
All right, brother. The last day before Spence's challenge hiatus.
Yes.
Little hiatus before school starts. Right. Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. As Spence goes for win number 750. Don't let that be lost on this either.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, no, that's real good. Out of 1,200? Yeah, strong. No, 750 out of like 780?
777.
Wow.
How about that? All right, time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Which Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star changed her diet and is doing a lot better now after fans noticed her enlarged thyroid?
Denise Richards.
Which pizza place are they talking about in the headline "Farewell to the Dine-In"? Blank.
Pizza Hut.
Who's on top of Forbes' list of highest-paid women in sports for the fourth year in a row?
Serena Williams.
Which Fast and Furious actor slammed The Rock again over Hobbs and Shaw?
Tyrese.
The son of Raiders new star receiver Antonio Brown visited practice and asked, where's
Big Ben? Where's Ben Roethlisberger, Dad?
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge, yeah.
I think going into a hiatus with his head held high. Let's see how we did. I asked which Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star changed her diet and is doing a lot better after fans noticed her enlarged thyroid. And Colleen said...
Jim Bob Cooter.
Said...
Denise Richards.
Yeah, well, I don't think Jim Bob Cooter was ever on Real Housewives.
He should be.
But, yeah, Denise Richards. It's funny how people notice that stuff.
Yeah.
Thyroid looks enlarged. You should get that checked out. Are you not feeling good? And she went and got it checked out. Her thyroid.
I always find it amazing when people see, like, I remember a couple months ago, some guy, a news reporter, had, like, a lump on his throat. Mm-hmm. And some guy was like, you should probably get that checked out. But it was so minimal that, like, to the untrained eye, you would never know. And then it turned out to be cancerous, and he caught it in time.
Tarek from that flipping show.
Yeah.
Same thing. Which pizza place are they talking about in the headline? Farewell to the dine-in. What? Colleen said.
Abby's Pizza.
Abby's Pizza. Wow. Spence said.
Pizza Hut.
Yeah, farewell to the dine-in Pizza Hut.
Booyah! Booyah!
We've all seen, you know, a ton of those that have been repurposed.
Yeah.
And now it looks like they're all going away.
Oh, bye-bye.
And isn't that weird? Like the places where you used to go as a kid to go where you would go out with the family and have pizza, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Those are all going away. There's still like
Thursday night buffet, man.
There's still like neighborhood joints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and there's like CC's and whatever, but that's
the big joints just don't do it anymore.
It's kind of sad to me. Yeah, they're all focused on carryout.
Right.
All of them. Who's on top of Forbes' list of highest paid women in sports for the fourth year in a row? And Colleen said?
Serena Williams.
And Spence said?
Serena Williams.
Yeah, usually when they both say it.
Booyah, booyah, booyah.
Serena Williams. I didn't even see who was number two. I didn't read that deep into
it. I thought it was another tennis player.
Probably. Probably.
Yeah.
They're making the money. Which Fast and Furious actor slammed The Rock again over Hobbs and Shaw? Colleen said?
Jim Bob Cooter.
I never saw Jim Bob Cooter in Fast and Furious. I mean, yeah, you look closer. Spence.
Tyrese.
Yeah. Tyrese.
Get over it, man.
Booyah, 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 booyah.
They've been fighting for a while, and Tyrese didn't like it that The Rock was spinning off his own thing. He felt they should keep it in the Fast and Furious family, which, of course, my guess is, means another payday for Tyrese. And that might have been why he was not necessarily pleased. And he was talking smack. Yes, Hobbs and Shaw was the lowest debut weekend for a Fast and Furious-ish movie since Tokyo Drift. They still made 180 mil.
Yeah, right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take it easy. That's four for Spence. Look at this. And the son of Raiders new star receiver Antonio Brown visited practice. It was amazing that Antonio Brown was at practice. But his kid went to practice and said, "Where's who?" And Colleen said,
"Jonathan Abram."
Jonathan Abram, where'd you pull that from?
I studied a little bit before coming here, and all I remember is Jonathan Abram and Oakland Raiders in the same caption. So I guess it was a totally different thing.
He was the star of Hard Knocks, I guess, last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, last
the first episode.
Yeah. No, but the son of Raiders new star receiver Antonio Brown said, "Where's
Big Ben? Where's Ben Roethlisberger, Dad?
Where's Ben Roethlisberger? Dad, where's Ben?"
That's awesome, actually. It's very funny.
And then he goes, no. And I didn't see Hard Knocks yet, but apparently this is what it was from. And he goes, no, son. My quarterback now, that's Derek. He's right over there. That's Derek. Derek Carr. Say his name. Derek Carter. For Spencer, it was one.
It's him.
That's a challenge. My name's Spence. And it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, little Jeff, who's on the phone?
Nicole James of Henderson.
Well, hello, Nicole James. How's your world?
Good. How's yours?
You know what? We're feeling pretty good. And even better now that we can say that you're the winner.
Woohoo, thank you.
You're welcome so much. We'll see you Sunday at Mandalay Bay Events Center for the Aces and the Connecticut Sun Woman's Inspiration Night.
All right.
Yeah, might not even be the best part.
No.
No, might not be. You know why?
Because Kayla has a joke.
Kayla's got a joke.
And this is a Kayla original. I wrote this one, and I am so
everybody
damn proud of it.
Hold on to something, Nicole.
All right.
So what did Orion Philippi name his shoe brand?
I don't know. What did he name it?
Just the setup is funny to me.
Right.
What is just the idea that this popped in here? Okay, what did Ryan Phillippe name it? Call it what?
What did Ryan Phillippe name his shoe brand?
What did Ryan Phillippe name his shoe brand?
Phillippe Flops.
Oh, that was pretty good.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. KLQC. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's time to match the stars. It's Florida Headline Match Game. And now, let's meet the stars. He's a double math major from Florida State University, which means she knows addition and subtraction. Yay! It's Kayla Jo Walker.
Howdy, folks.
We're doing the greeting.
Oh, yeah, we're not supposed to do anything.
Fresh off a stint of taking over the Women's Leadership Conference. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, Little Jazz.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, America.
Better be good.
On his way to Chicago later on this afternoon, we're hoping to avoid an air travel incident, if you know what I'm saying. It's Spence!
Get on with it.
And who is our contestant today, Little Jess?
We have the beautiful, the fresh-smelling Shannon Long.
Very nice.
Oh, Shannon.
Yes, Shannon, we heard that there are many people that don't shower anymore. Are you one of those people?
Oh, no. I do.
Okay. You shower today?
Of course.
In solidarity, and because Spence said he didn't yesterday, I didn't today.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
It's a desert out there. Shannon, it's a desert out there. Be water smart. Okay, we're
nothing.
Not.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, that's fine. All right, Shannon, here's the deal. We will read a statement, an actual Florida man headline. Then everybody will buzz in. So, Spence, your buzzer is?
Ka-ka.
And Kayla?
Yeah.
And Lil Jess?
Yeah.
And Shannon, what will your buzzer be?
How about woo?
Okay, good. So once you have your answer, just buzz in, and then we will ask you for your answer, and then we'll see if you can match our stars. Okay?
Good.
All right, so here we go. These are actual headlines, literally, from the news today, these first two. A Florida man hands cops his vape pen, says he smokes THC to prepare for blank's return. Florida man hands cops his vape pen, says he smokes THC to prepare for blank's return.
Yeah.
Kayla's in.
Yeehaw.
Well, Jess is in. When you have it, just buzz in, Shannon.
Woo!
Shannon's in. Spence, waiting on you.
Oh, I caca.
Oh, did you caca? Yes, sorry, I missed it.
No worries.
Florida man hands cops his vape pen, says that he smokes THC to prepare for blank's return. Shannon?
Jesus? I don't know.
Return.
Right.
Florida man hands cop his vape pen, says he smokes THC to prepare for blank's return. Kayla Jo Walker?
I said Zeus's return.
For Zeus's return. No, that's not. No. Nope, that's not it. Little Jess.
Dinosaurs.
Little Jeff Bridger, prepare for dinosaurs return. Spence, we're looking for Jesus.
Well,
we could all use a little Jesus. Florida man hands cops vape pen, says he smokes THC to prepare for blank's return. Do you have Jesus?
I don't. It's the South. I figured it was General Robert E. Lee.
Robert E. Lee's return.
Shut up, dummy.
No, it's not. The actual answer is... Florida man hands cop his vape pen, says he smokes THC to prepare for Jesus's return.
Good job, Shannon.
Hey.
No, you didn't match anybody, but that's all right. Doesn't matter. Now, we have to be very careful with this. I'm going to ask you to use your imagination for round two. Florida man removes blank gear and... handles his own personal business in front of security guard. Which, by the way, you'd be amazed at how many handles his own personal business in front of security guard. There must be a club. There must be.
Yeah, right.
There must be. You must get points for doing that. Florida man removes blank gear, handles his own personal business.
Yeah.
In front of security guard. Spence is in. Kayla's in.
Yeah.
Well, Jess is in. Just waiting
Are
on
you.
Saying
he removes blank gear?
Yeah.
Like G-E-A-R?
G-E-A-R. He removes a certain type of gear and then proceeds to...
Handle
his own personal business in front of a security guard, right in front of the security guard. It is not known whether eye contact was involved. Shannon's in. A Florida man removes blank gear, handles his own personal business in front of a security guard. What kind of gear? Shannon.
Shoes?
Shoe gear. He removes his shoe, removes shoe gear to handle his business in front of the security guard. My guess is Walmart. Sorry. My guess. I don't know. Let's start with little Jess. Florida man removes what gear?
Fisherman's.
Fisherman's gear.
Like it.
Fisherman's gear would make sense. Doesn't match Shannon. Little Kayla?
I said paintballing gear.
Little Kayla? Paintballing gear also would make sense. No. Spence?
I wasn't thinking Walmart. I was thinking the mall because of the security guard. I figured he was removing his footlocker gear.
His footlocker, which? Footlocker, shoes. Why not? It's a match. However, the headline actually goes, Florida man removes Captain America gear and handles his own. Yeah. All right.
Did he hold the what's that thing?
The shield?
The shield. What? Yeah.
I don't know why you're taking it off.
Or two hands.
Why are you taking it off?
I don't know.
Because it's a unitard. You have to take it off.
Who would know that better than me, actually?
Yeah.
Why is he a superhero? Because he never has to go to the bathroom. Because who can take the unitard off?
It is difficult.
Right.
Well, you know what? You forget how intricate the belt is as well. And the gloves. Yep. You forget all about that. I have so many to choose from. Let's stick with the security officer theme.
Good.
Florida security officer is fired for uploading his blank to Instagram. Florida security officer is fired for uploading his blank to Instagram. Kayla's in.
Ka-ka.
Spence is in.
Yeah.
Lil Jess is in. Shannon, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. A Florida security officer was fired for uploading his blank to Instagram.
His nightstick.
Florida security officer Brett Favre.
Yeah.
He's the only one he's the only famous guy I can remember that got. Oh, there was that one congressman, Wiener.
Oh God, yeah. Andrew Wiener.
Andrew Wiener. Kayla, do you have nightstick?
Something similar. I have.
It's another word. We're not going to say it.
Another word for nightstick.
It's the one that comes after ding.
Yeah.
It's the one that comes after ding. Not a match.
No.
I'm sorry. I knew that was going to be loud. Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm going to skip past spend. Lil Jess, Florida security officer fired for uploading his blank to Instagram. Lil Jess.
Nightstick.
You're a liar. Is that really what you wrote?
Yeah, and then I also put slash pecker.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
That's unnecessary.
It's egregious.
I make those jokes, not you.
Yeah, stay in your lane, bro.
There's a reason why I showed him the D1.
Look, I put my signal light on him. You let me in.
Yeah.
Did I?
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Did I really? Spence,
you know
what? Florida security officer fired for uploading his blank to Instagram.
Great minds. I said Billy Club, Chet.
You know what? That's a match for me.
Yeah.
That's a match for me. I am really shocked, though, that nobody got the actual headline. Security officer fired for uploading his farts to Instagram. There you go. Regardless, Shannon, you are winning either way. So enjoy your Chet Buchanan Show shirt. And thank you for making us look so good out there on the mean streets of Las Vegas.
Wake up.
You woke up with us. Now take us to work. The Chet Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial free on 98.5 KLUC. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
All right, little Jess, who is contestant number one?
Laura Fernandez from the East Side.
That Laura Fernandez?
That Laura Fernandez.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about, right?
No, she doesn't.
No, I don't. I'm just playing along.
It's not that one.
Is it that Laura Fernandez? Laura?
No, I don't think it's that Laura Fernandez.
Okay, because you would know if you were that Laura Fernandez.
It's not that Laura.
You'd be like, yeah, shh. You'd be like, shh, keep it quiet.
Keep your mouth shut.
Little inside joke for the Chet Buchanan Show. It could, honestly, could be. And it would be wickedly funny.
Yeah. I think we just say it is.
Yeah. You know what? Laura Fernandez, it's the name of the wife of one of our competitors. And it would just be very funny.
And it would be like,
but also, she's fantastic.
Yeah.
She's, and so is he, by the way.
They're
a wonderful couple. And it would just be so funny that she might be flipping over and then go, you know what? I'm calling those jerks. So, not that Laura Fernandez, but the other one from the East Side. What's your buzzer going to be?
Me.
Excellent. And contestant number two, please.
Rita Bonds.
Yeah, we ain't got nothing on you, Rita. Oh, Rita's from Northtown.
Hey.
What's your buzzer going to be? What's your buzzer going to be?
Hi.
Hey.
I like it.
Rita, what's your buzzer?
Hey.
Oh, good. No, I've always thought that everybody from Northtown, that should be your buzzer.
Yeah.
It just should
be. Yep.
Show some pride, people. Spence will be the judge of who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned.
Nope.
Okay? We all agree on that. Kayla will be the asker of the questions. Here is question one.
Which mega superstar is finally moving in with her husband full-time after almost a year of being married? Is it Miley Cyrus, Gwyneth Paltrow, or Priyanka Chopra?
Me.
Laura Fernandez.
Miley Cyrus.
Is it Miley Cyrus? She is a mega superstar.
Yeah.
I'd go along with that, but no.
Rita, was it Gwyneth Paltrow or Priyanka Chopra?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Seeing out of the two, out of the Priyanka and the Gwyneth, Gwyneth is as close to a mega superstar as, you know.
Yeah.
Out of those two. So... Yes.
Yeah.
Gwyneth, mega superstar?
Mega superstar. She was in Avengers. Well, she was in mega? Avengers. I don't know.
Yeah, I suppose.
She backed Iron Man.
I mean, I'm a big fan of Goop. I'm on it all the time. Big fan of Goop.
Gwyneth is another one of those that she's super movie hot for me. But like in real life, I don't know. A couple dates, that'd be about it. Kate Hudson strikes me as the same way.
Oh, Kate Hudson's beautiful in person.
Whatever. But you know what? None of this matters. It is one zip, Rita, as we go to question two.
So which Kardashian-Jenner sister was spotted getting onto a private plane with what looked like a wedding dress? Was it Kylie, Kendall, or Khloe?
Not everybody at once.
Laura Fernandez.
Kylie.
Laura very confidently says Kylie, sort of. And she's right.
Yeah.
All right. So 1-1 heading to the all important third and final question. We don't have to do anything more than just make it worth one big, gigantic game winning point.
So Bob Iger over at Disney said they're putting which 90s classic through a reboot? Is it Clueless, The Sixth Sense, or Home Alone?
Me.
After careful consideration, Laura Fernandez.
And Rita's like, I'll just clean up the mess. I'm sorry, Laura, what'd you say?
I'm going to go with Home Alone.
Home Alone for the win. Dramatic pause. Hey, by the way, before anybody goes, Rita, are you thumbs up or thumbs down on a Home Alone reboot?
Thumbs up.
thumbs down because I love the original.
Yeah, enough.
Okay.
Although the Lion King thing turned out better than I thought it would.
Yeah.
Okay, but it doesn't work. They get to the airport. They go, oh, we forgot Kevin. Okay, we'll FaceTime him. Hey, Kev, sorry.
Yeah, in 2019.
You got Uber Eats. You got Netflix. You got the Ring security system. You want anything from Paris? We'll be back in 2 weeks.
You got GPS to find him as
not
well. So
believable.
How do you do it?
There's already, what, three of them out? No.
Well, now I'm interested. Before, I wasn't. Now.
He'll probably forget his own kid in the newer movie.
That's the thing, they don't know if Macaulay Culkin's coming back for this.
What is it? He can't. Is it going to leave? It's going to be a middle-aged man left home alone?
And I don't want to see a grown man go, ah!
They'll do it. And he needs the money. That's what will happen. All right, Rita, we got to let you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Laura Fernandez, we'll check your eligibility here, whether you're able to, under Intercom Communications rules and bylaws, whether you're actually able to win or not. Well, obviously, have to check your ID when you get
it. Of course.
Mm. But assuming that everything checks out, you've got 4 tickets to the U.S. Figure Skating 2019 Skate America at Orleans Arena in October. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And let us write it into the history books. On Wednesday, August 7th, 2019, Laura Fernandez from the East Side, the city where the sun don't set, was the champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
You, baby.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I love that song. I'll fully admit it. Who's the dude doing the rap towards the end?
I don't know.
Is that Fat Man Scoop?
I need to know now.
It's something. I totally forgot about that. The 30-second towards the end. And then the call and response. And then he's like, over the end of it. And I'm just sitting here laughing. Ridiculous. Spence, research? No?
No, nothing yet.
The Crack Chet Buchanan Show Research Department.
Big Rob? Was it Big Rob?
Chet Buchanan Show Stats and Information. Oh, Big Rob. Is that the guy with
He passed away a few years ago. Robin Big, yeah.
Is that the guy?
That's the only name I can find on here.
I don't see anything.
The rapper on this song is the Jonas Brothers bodyguard, Robert Big Rob Feegan.
Yeah, that's the guy.
That's awesome.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Well, see, fun fact for you right there.
I listen on the app.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
Catch anything you missed, or if you just want to hear it again at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app, just search Chet Buchanan.
You know what? We're beyond dumb right now. I guarantee we could have asked our winner. Who's on the phone, Lil Jess?
Nayeli Hidalgo from Henderson.
Yeah, I bet Nayeli would have known. Did you know?
Yeah, I did.
See, we could have just asked
Nayeli. But it's not from Robin Big. He's not the same dude? Well, because Rob is one person and Big was the other guy. So.
No, Rob Dyrdek. And then Big, I thought the reason they called him Big was because he was Big Rob.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know either.
I know. I need to know.
Do you know that one, Nayeli?
Yeah, I did. I was kind of obsessed with it when I was younger.
So. Okay, so is that guy, the guy who's on Burning Up, is that the same guy from Robin Big?
No. I think so.
It's not. Christopher Boykin was Big Rob. Was Big and
whatever.
Boykin.
Whatever. Now you've ruined everything.
I'm sorry.
Everything was going along just fine when we just didn't have any idea what we were talking
Robert
about.
Robert Feggins is the guy we're talking about.
Here's what I know, is that Nayeli has tickets to go see Jonas Brothers when they bring the Happiness Begins Tour to MGM Grand Garden Arena on October 18th.
Oh, my God.
She's at work trying to hold it together. I love it. All right, listen, we're going to let you run outside and scream. Hang on 1 second, okay? Everybody else know this. Jordan McGraw and BB Rex are going to be on that show as well. Tickets are available at AXS.com. However, if you listen between when and when?
11 and 12 o'clock is your next shot.
That'll be Audrey Lee's going to be out at Flamingo Go Pool today.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
Not that that has any significance on it, but listen for Burning Up by Jonas Brothers, and that's how you win.
Okay.
It's just that simple. Then again, between 1 and 2, Audrey will have another shot between 1 and 2. Tyler Fox will have a shot between 3 and 4 and another one between 5 and 6. So still plenty of chances to win.
Yep.
As we are commercial free.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Starting your workday with commercial free music.
Commercial free.
Yes.
On 98.5 KLUC.
We
the greatest person in the world.
You're a bit of a unanimous greatest person as a show in a minute, but you did you have something you wanted to throw in additional?
No, you did not?
Did you have something you wanted to throw in additional? Oh, you're going to try and... No. Why? You know?
Hey, I'm putting you through, okay?
All right, fine. Then we'll do that. Okay. Then we'll do that anyway. Okay. That's good. Did you have something additional you wanted to throw
in? I did. I wanted to... really quick for Intercom for sponsoring, being one of the sponsors for the Women's Leadership Conference. This thing is awesome to remember that we work together towards a common goal. It's an amazing and beneficial conference that pretty much can aid anyone, man or woman, to be a leader in their professional and personal life. So good looking out, Intercom. I appreciate it. And you are...
the greatest person in the world.
She's not formal with the company, so she won't say you is for the company. She's like, you are my esteemed colleague.
Never know who's listening.
Speaking of esteemed colleagues, it was, wow, go back, was it 5 years now, AD?
About five and a half years ago.
And he came to us from Ohio. Kat Thomas was here, and they used the Ohio connection to bring AD in. I cannot, and it's driving us crazy. We had Ice Cube on.
Yeah.
And we had AD. By the way, this is our night guy for one more night.
Yeah.
AD. And we had AD on. He was interning with us for the summer, and we had him just freestyle for Ice Cube. And I'm turning everything upside down. I have no idea what happened. But it was great. Then we said, why don't you jump into the studio and just do a little something for the show? And we did find it.
98.5, Vegas number one radio station in your ride. Coming through your airwaves, climbing up the staircase. Everything we do is elevated like some airplanes. I'm the intern in the next room standing. But right now, kicking it with Chet Buchanan. Catch us on the rooftop, Spence got the room hot. 2014, but I still rock a boombox. So much sweat. That is dripping out my tube socks.
Caught himself, almost lost the beat, but he caught himself.
Tupac, haven't met Lauren, but I heard that she's an OG. Alex, the intern, everybody gonna know me. Not to sound arrogant, we looking for the surrogate. You not tuned in right now, you need a therapist. All them other stations, we gonna make them face embarrassment. It's really no comparison. Pass me the mic and I'ma definitely take care of it. Morning Zoom.
Oh, yeah, that's enough. Actually, no. No, the really good part.
Cherish it. Kat Thomas calling the plays like Pete Maravich. I look so good. They asking me, is he fake? Best you ever had, but I ain't talking about Drizzy Drake. I'm on Instagram, no filter. Shout out to Davey, the show killer. And John.
We love that. And then he went on to do nights and have huge ratings and make a huge impact in this town. With Backpacks for Class Acts, which, of course, you know, it blows up like crazy just as you're leaving us. But here's the most amazing thing. I've worked with people before that said, yeah, I'm going to go back to school or I'm going to go do something else. I've never been anybody that went, I'm going to go get my PhD.
Right.
It's awesome.
What discipline will you be? So you will be Dr. AD from now on.
It's going to take a few years before that's the case, but that's definitely a goal. So I'm going for media and communication, the PhD. I know it sounds bananas, but went to grab my master's before I came out here 5 years ago, and just fell in love with school all over again. I have no idea how or why it happened, but it was then that I'm like, okay, a professor is definitely a goal of mine in the future. And now 5.5 years later, it's coming to fruition. It's a possibility. So. Definitely got to take the opportunity, and it's bittersweet. It's definitely sad for me as well. I've been doing the same thing for 5.5 years now. I've never been so consistent with the same routine. So I'm going to be a little out of whack for sure for the first few months, but hopefully it'll pick up and make sense.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, AD is better looking than you, in better shape than you.
Yes.
Better educated than you.
I could see this coming because, you know, AD and I have talked a little bit over the last few months since he had the kid and everything. We talked about Backpacks for Class Acts and stuff like that. And I could just see when he would walk away, he'd go, God, I don't want to end up like that guy. I could just tell that he would walk away and he would be like, I don't want to end up like this. I have to do something.
That is far from the case. Far from the case. I would like to be in your shoes someday. So no, that is
no.
Totally
do better. Do better and do better, and you already are. So, listen, we love you, and we're proud of you. And thank you for coming into our lives and congratulations on getting out. Congratulations on escaping. Good for you.
Jealous. My gosh, that is not the case. But no, thank you guys for everything. I appreciate all the knowledge and the wisdom that you guys have passed on to me over the years, and just everything. Thank you for the positive vibes.
And you still did good anyway.
Yeah,
that's in spite of it. Kayla wants to dump something on.
I just want to say, the second I met AD, like, I feel like you're the definition of an onion. And you just, every time I meet you, I feel like every time I talk to you, there's just something new I learn about you and another layer. And I'm just so stinking proud of you, bud.
Like all these reply to all emails we've gotten this last week. Everybody's like, you know, reply all to everybody. Yeah. I like AD more than you.
Yeah, definitely with AD leaving, the company IQ is taking a huge drop.
And are you leaving today? Are you leaving today or tomorrow?
We'll leave early Friday morning. Okay.
And the last show is tonight.
The last show is tonight, so I'll be kicking everybody out of the studio. I want to focus, and I want to give the best show possible. The last show is tonight, yes.
Well, we're glad you're starting now. That's good. You should turn in one solid effort. All right, buddy. You know? Well, we love you, and we just wanted to say thank you for everything, and best of luck.
Love you guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right. This isn't the end. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Not at all.
But for today, AD just might be
the greatest person in the world.
I can't tell the difference. Is that cucumber melon hand lotion or is that your hand sanitizer?
That's my hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer.
Yes.
Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show's final exam.
Spence is shaking his head back and forth that you don't like out. How the old days they'd have the ammonia capsule. Now, even if somebody, you know, with the concussion protocols and stuff in sports, they can't just put that thing under your nose anymore and have you go, I'm awake. They're like, oh, no, concussion protocol. That's probably not good.
No.
But not that long ago, you know, they'd have the old schoolers called them smelling salts.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Spence was doing that with the little pungent over there, sir.
No, it's not that. It's that scientific studies show that what you're doing is absolutely pointless and does not help you with
in
any
your
type
opinion.
Of
hand
sanitizer.
With the hand sanitizer. In your opinion.
No, in scientists' opinion.
Science is facts. And that's your opinion.
That's right. Touche, salesman.
I forgot about that.
That's from Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yes.
Sheldon and his mom. Because she's all like Bible thumper. And he's like, you know, he's talking about evolution or whatever. And he's like, Mom, facts are science. She's like, and that's your opinion.
So very great. Funny.
All right, we went from being super early now to being super late. Who is on the phone, please, little Jess?
Suzanne Hernandez from Southwest.
Wow. Hi, Suzanne Hernandez. Solid life advice today, I think, from the show. I'm very proud of this. With possible monsoons today, what is it that we learned?
No pooping during lightning.
I'm telling you, man, I will squeeze and wait
until it's done.
Oh, my God.
Because in Florida, the lightning hit somebody's septic tank and blew the toilet into the wall.
That's all you have to know.
It's dangerous.
Yep.
Even though the chances of getting hit by actual lightning are probably greater than that actually happening to you, there's still a chance.
Yes.
So.
Why take a chance?
Susan's like, can I have my prize?
Yeah, I gotta go. Please. Gotta go.
Suzanne. It's a carload at the West Wind Drive-In. So, congratulations.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
No pooping during lightning.
No.
You're welcome. Just looking out for
safety
you.
Safety first.
All right, listen, we got to go because Spence and Kayla have to go. Or actually, Spence and little Jess have to go catch flights.
Right.
Kayla's taking a red eye. They're going to DJ school, and I'm insanely jealous.
Wish you're going, bud.
I know. I'm going to miss you.
Travel safe. Come back to me.
Okay.
Everybody else, me and T.O., tomorrow, solo show with pre-recorded elements.
Oh, okay.
It should all be very interesting. And we will see you then. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Come on, P1s.
Come on. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show.
98.5. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.